1-833-1037. Matty T, what is this we're giving away?
This is from our friends at Suddenlink Communications. It's the first season of the Starz original series, Da Vinci's Demons, which returns for season 2 on March 22nd.
Okay, here is the trivia question.
Yes.
Let me see. Okay, Arkansas, the basketball team. Who have they played more than any other opponent? They've played this opponent 154 times. As a matter of fact,
fatigue?
It was Arkansas's first conference opponent in their inaugural season of 1923-24, in which this team beat the Hogs in Fayetteville 17-11.
In a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
In a Donnybrook.
Surprisingly, that set an Arkansas record that still stands for fewest combined points in a game. The Hogs lead the all-time series of this 96-59. My question is, who is this team?
Like to dominate.
Southwest Conference opponent, in fact, the first. 501-433-1037, and it is for what again, Matty T?
The first season of Da Vinci's Demons from Starz and our friends at Suddenlink Communications.
Can you imagine what that looked like back in 23-24?
That probably looked like a full court.
I mean, have been high scoring back then.
That's 40 minutes of heck right there.
40 minutes of I don't know what the heck.
Can you imagine? O'Shaughnessy to Johnson. Johnson with a set shot from 4 feet out. No good.
That's what Coach Richardson used to say when he was first teaching teaching the players who had never played 40 minutes of hell. And he would say early on, I don't know if it was maybe my freshman year, we had a whole new cast of characters. Right. This was after they lost to UCLA, so left new guys, and he said, "Yeah, sometimes we're 40 minutes of hell, and sometimes we're 40 minutes of what in the hell are we watching?" Which it was more of the latter. Okay, do you know the answer to this, Bill?
I think you do.
Okay,
I think I know the answer.
Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Let's go to the phones. Let's see if Roy has an answer. Roy, what's up, buddy?
No, not much. I'm going to take a guess on that SMU.
My God, it is SMU.
That was going to be my guess.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I would have not had any idea where to begin on that one.
That's
because we beat them this year.
Right.
Larry Brown's their coach. They're top 25 team.
And Roy, you may remember this too. I remember some televised game. This was the Joe Klein, John Konkak battles where someone said that. It might have been Paul Eel said that. You know, SMU was the opponent when Arkansas had played more than anyone.
Yeah, I didn't remember hearing that. I just strictly took a guess on it today.
I didn't realize.
Excellent guess.
The last time we played SMU.
Roy's going to the track with that kind of look.
Roy, seriously, my man. Was my freshman year. We beat him in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. Beat him by 30.
Right.
25 at least.
You came off the bench for 12? 14?
Oh, you want to pull up the box score here?
Let's see what the shooter had.
I'd imagine it was December 21st, if my mind... Mm-hmm. I had 16. Nice.
16, see? I'm telling you.
See, at that time...
Oh, the shooter had... You had the green light when you ripped off the sweats,
didn't you? Know what happened? We had a few guys that got suspended.
Suspended, yeah.
And so that opened the door for me, because I would have never got any PT.
No.
We currently hold a pretty good winning streak. SMU has not... won a game in this series since 1988.
It helps that we haven't played them that much since then.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We need to play them more then.
Roy, hang on, buddy. You just got yourself a...
complete first season DVD set of Da Vinci's Demons from Starz and our friends at Suddenlink Communications.
Thank you, Suddenlink. All right, hang on, buddy. Let's go back to the phones. My buddy Jason from Bryan, haven't heard from you in a while, brother. How you doing, brother? Okay.
Possibly Jason wanted
maybe
to
not.
Participate in the trivia.
That was a guy who definitely would knew what that trivia is all about.
Parachuted out.
Big Bill, we are going to take the final break. And
break,
we get back, we're going to talk a little Olympics. Huh?
Talk some Olympics?
Talk some Olympics and talk a little NFL because the Wells Report, as they call it, come out about Richie Incognito and a few other cast.